News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Criminal Court has found the former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda guilty Monday of all counts, 18 of them, of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The rebel leader had denied being a killer and a war criminal when he spoke at his trial. ICC prosecutors say that he commanded a rebel group that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003. The United Nations Atomic Energy Agency confirmed Monday that Iran has surpassed the limit on how much uranium it is allowed to enrich under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. Iran announced earlier in the day that it had surpassed the limit in breach of the agreement aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Iran said it had passed 4.5% enrichment. AP's John Gambrill reports.
That may not sound like a big number, but the reason why the authorities had sought the 3.67% is because it's a low enough number that it can power nuclear power plants and be used for other peaceful purposes, but it doesn't start to edge up towards weapons-grade levels of 90%.
Iran said it could consider enriching uranium to 20% as it abandons its commitments under the nuclear deal, unless it gets help from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. U.S. President Trump imposed the sanctions after he withdrew from the pact last year. President Trump said Monday he would no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington, Kim Derrick, after the key envoy disparaged him as inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. British authorities are investigating who might be responsible for Monday's leak of diplomatic cables from Washington. This is VOA News. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire with links to top politicians and celebrities, pled not guilty Monday to charges that he ran a sex trafficking ring that allegedly exploited dozens of underage girls. AP's Tim McGuire.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman of Southern New York accuses billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing dozens of young girls, some as young as 14, at his homes in New York and Florida.
First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
Epstein is accused of paying underage girls hundreds of dollars in cash for massages and then molesting them from 2002 through 2005. He's also accused of getting some of the teenagers to recruit others for him. Prosecutors oppose his release on bail. His bail hearing is next Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
Afghan authorities say they have arrested four Islamic State operatives, including a university teacher, during a counterterrorism raid in Kabul. The arrests come amid recent reports the Middle Eastern terrorist group has grown into a major security challenge for U.S.-backed Afghan forces struggling to contain the Taliban insurgency. While announcing the arrest, Afghanistan's spy agency said that the suspects were involved in recruiting fighters for IS and organizing terrorist attacks in and around the capital city. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said Monday that she's appalled by the conditions in migrant detention centers in the United States. For VOA, Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet calls conditions in these detention camps appalling for both adult and child refugees and migrants, but especially so for the children. Her spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the High Commissioner feels personally stricken by the plight of the children.
She's deeply shocked from all these perspectives at the way that children are being forced to sleep on the floor in overcrowded facilities without access to adequate health care or food. And these are conditions that have been documented by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General itself.
Kevin McAleenan, the acting secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, maintained on Sunday that reports of unsanitary conditions and inadequate food and water are unsubstantiated. He said steps are being taken to improve the detention centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he is ready to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin for talks about Crimea, which both countries claim. A ceasefire was signed in 2015, but the conflict continued anyway. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
V BOA1. The best music now.